This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Lisa Helka. The U.S. House of Representatives panel investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection is planning televised hearings and a series of reports in the coming months. The panel's reports will be used to present its findings and bring its private interviews out into the open. The committee hopes not only to show the severity of the riot, but to push back on the former president's false claims of election fraud and examine how he tried to pressure states and Congress to overturn President Joe Biden's legitimate win. The panel is trying to combat a growing effort from Donald Trump and many of his Republican allies to downplay the attack by his supporters. Former Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was convicted on 4 counts of fraud and conspiracy Monday. Theranos was a blood testing technology startup based in the United States. The verdict ended a lengthy trial that has captivated Silicon Valley. The jury found her not guilty of 4 other felony charges. On the 3 remaining charges, the jury was deadlocked. The former entrepreneur could now face up to 20 years in prison. Holmes, who had bowed her head several times before the jury, was polled by the judge. Remained seated, and expressed no visible emotion as the verdicts were read. A winter storm hitting the U.S. mid-Atlantic combined with the pandemic to further frustrate air travelers Monday. Many travelers' return flights home from the holidays were canceled or delayed. According to tracking service FlightAware, more than 3,000 U.S. flights were grounded as of midday Monday. This is VOA News. The financial settlement between Jeffrey Epstein and a woman who is suing Britain's Prince Andrew for sexual assault has been made public. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The documents from 2009, publicly released in Manhattan federal court today, show that Virginia Giuffre accepted a private $500,000 deal to settle her lawsuit against Jeffrey Epstein, resolving Giuffre's allegations that Epstein had hired her as a teenager to be a sexual servant at his estate in Palm Beach, Florida. She sued Prince Andrew in August of 2021, saying he'd sexually assaulted her multiple times when she was 17. The prince maintains the assaults never happened. A line in the 2009 settlement says it includes anyone else who could have been included as a potential defendant. The prince's attorney, Andrew Brettler, has said the agreement should release Andrew from any purported liability. Giuffre's attorneys disagree. Arguments over a request to dismiss the lawsuit are scheduled for Tuesday. I'm Jennifer King.
Reuters reports Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was hospitalized on Monday with an intestinal blockage and may need to undergo surgery in the latest complication from a 2018 stabbing. Bolsonaro said he started feeling unwell on Sunday afternoon after lunch, and doctors have inserted a nasogastric tube. Medical officials described his condition as stable and improving. India has given 500,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Afghanistan. India has also pledged to send more vaccines and food grain in the coming weeks to the country where millions face hunger. The Indian Foreign Ministry says the vaccines were delivered Saturday. This was the second batch of humanitarian assistance from New Delhi to Kabul following the Taliban takeover in August. India sent 1.6 tons of medicines to the country last month. Some school systems around the U.S. have extended their holiday break or switched back to online instruction because of the explosion in COVID-19 cases. Others are pressing ahead with in-person classes amid a seemingly growing sense that Americans will have to learn to coexist with the virus. School districts in the U.S. cities of Milwaukee, New York, Detroit, and beyond found themselves in a difficult position at the start of the second half of the academic year because of the super contagious Omicron variant. Many parents want their children back in school, while some teachers are afraid. New York City, home of the nation's largest school system, reopened classrooms to roughly 1 million students with a stockpile of take-home COVID-19 test kits and plans to double the number of random tests. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.